Kevin, five games to go. Why sack Danny now?
Well, whichever way you look at it, statistics prove that at Bramall Lane, a place that so many clubs coming here thought was a fortress, we rarely used to lose at Bramall Lane. This season, and it is a peculiarity that I can't explain the reasons behind it, Paul, but we've been turning in some disappointing performances. And I don't need to remind colleagues here today that, you know, since Boxing Day, we've won one game at Bramall Lane. I don't think the players can understand or explain it. Neither can Danny or Frank or indeed Chris. But if you look at statistics, the reason is we can't win at Bramall Lane. The logic says, hey, look, we need to win at Bramall Lane. And the logic, therefore, is let's ensure we do something positive to change the next three games we play at Bramall Lane into success. That's the reason.
Has this been in your mind for some time, then?
Not in my mind for some time, Paul. With living in Belgium, I don't get to that many home games, I may say. But I've seen quite a few, I suppose, during the season. And we've not been the same team at home as we have been away from home. And our away form's exemplary, as the results demonstrate. And likewise, this is confusion that playing at home, we're just not getting results. If we'd have had half-decent results in tandem with the away form, I don't know how many points in addition we would have got, but a lot more than we have at the moment.
I mean this with the greatest of respect to Chris, and he will take this in the spirit that it's meant, but what can Chris Morgan do that Danny Wilson can't do with his experience, an experience of getting teams promoted in five games?
Well, a different leadership style, Paul. It's very simple. If you look at Chris as a... You can compare player to player, if you like, and all players... players in different positions have a different way of addressing football. And I believe Chris has got a way of leading Sheffield United that should get more out of the team at the moment, hopefully get us across the line.
So do you feel then Danny wasn't motivating the players enough?
No, what I said earlier is that for some reason, for whatever reason, we're unsuccessful here at Bramall Lane. And I think, that's a statistical fact. It's perplexing, it's a fact. And I'm hoping that Chris and his style will make us successful at Bramall Lane in the remaining three fixtures. The exemplary away results speak for themselves. So that's my opinion, Paul, and it's an opinion that is shared by colleagues on the Football Club Board. It might seem a bit strange with five games to go, but it's done with a purpose to get us back into the Championship, and we thought it was the right way to give us that best possible chance.
In respect to decisions you've made when it comes to managers, where does this rank? How big is the one that you've just done?
It's very important. Look, every decision I make is with one interest in mind, Sheffield United Football Club, Paul. So every decision is very, very important.
What happens to the club if they don't get promoted this season?
Well, what will happen is disappointment, Paul. But we don't intend not to be promoted. We set out at the start of the season to get promoted. That's still our aim.
But you have to make plans, of course, for if you don't. Because you're a businessman, you would have done that.
Yes, but we don't start making those plans until the end of the season, just like last season.
Come off it. You'd have planned before now.
Well, I'm sorry, Paul, but we haven't. Yeah. Same as last season. We didn't start planning for season 2012-13 until after the Wembley playoff.
Jacob Eason, is he still on the scene?
Yes, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, there was some kind of statement made at the time when he first arrived saying that new money would start coming in within a certain time frame, wasn't it?
No, it was said at the time, within 6 to 9 months we're looking at. Yeah, correct, yeah. We're still in negotiation and we are talking to other prospective investors internationally, yeah.
Is the club in a good place?
Well, not until it's back in the Championship and then the Premiership, Paul, because that's the aim of the club.